With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the death toll has topped 200 in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene as survivors of the storm take stock of what's next. Chimney Rock volunteer firefighter John Payne says the people of Western North Carolina do not give up easily.
These people are as strong as the mountain.
Go ahead, yep. Relay for station.
You can't run us out that easy. Yep. They tried to burn us out years ago when we had the big fire. We came back from it. We came back from the 96 flood. We came back from the 93 blizzard. This is a big one, don't get me wrong, but we will be here. We will be back. We will bounce back.
Neighbors are checking on neighbors in Asheville, and there are daily in-person town meetings in the Black Mountain Square. One thing is for sure, hurricane season is not over yet.
The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Kirk, well out into the Atlantic, is a Category 3 storm and may strengthen further. It's hundreds of miles east of the Leeward Islands, and it's not expected to impact land. But this powerful storm could kick up strong surf and rip currents along U.S. East Coast beaches this weekend. And there's another tropical storm, Leslie, in the eastern Atlantic. Forecasters are watching to see if that develops into a hurricane. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Israeli military has warned people to evacuate a city and other communities in southern Lebanon that are north of a UN-declared buffer zone. The warning on Thursday signals that the military may widen a ground operation launched earlier this week against the Hezbollah militant group. Israel has told people to leave Nabatea, a provincial capital. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 184 points, the Nasdaq dropped 6, the S&P 500 down by 9. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court is getting back to work.
And a number of the cases it will consider are of interest to Christians. The justices will consider the constitutionality of Tennessee efforts to bar doctors from giving drugs to children in an effort to help them live as the opposite sex. The High Court is also slated to hear arguments from online pornographers who don't want to have to verify that their users are at least 18 years old. Catholic institutions are also challenging a New York law requiring them to provide abortions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California's attorney general is suing a Catholic hospital claiming that it illegally denied an emergency abortion to a woman. Attorney General Rob Bonner filed the complaint this week against Providence St. Joseph Hospital in Eureka. The woman was seeking an abortion after her water broke 15 weeks into her pregnancy with twins. The lawsuit alleges violations of state civil rights laws. This is SRN News. Former President Trump vows to revoke protected status for Haitian migrants if he's reelected. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
In a Wednesday interview, Donald Trump vowed, if elected in November, to revoke temporary protected status for thousands of Haitian migrants who were living and working in the United States legally and to return them to Haiti. Trump told reporters it's been overrun, referring to Springfield, Ohio, a city that has received about 15,000 Haitian migrants in recent years who arrived under the Immigration Parole Program and were allowed to apply for temporary protected status. To receive such status, immigrants must maintain a clean criminal record. Trump said last month that he would conduct large deportations of migrants out of the United States, starting in Springfield, if he became president again. I'm Bernie Bennett.
Former Colorado County Clerk Tina Peters has been sentenced to 9 years behind bars for trying to breach voter system data. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.